Hello, Cherokee County. This is Lynn Saunders, your host of Cherokee Conversations, and you are listening to mygraceradio.com or 102.9 FM. And welcome, welcome. We are glad to hear. Well, it is August, and this time last year, this very same week, I had the great pleasure and honor to interview Janet Reed. She is the chairwoman of our Board of Education here in Cherokee County, and she has been a friend for many years through a lot of different organizations, and our paths have crossed. It's fun to be able to interview somebody like Janet because we are friends, but because God is just using her in such a mighty, mighty way in the school system here in Cherokee County. So, welcome, Janet. Thank you for joining us again this year.
Thank you for having me. I really enjoyed this last year and I was excited to be asked again. So thank you for considering me for this.
Absolutely. Well, with it back to school, there's so many emotions that families go through. Some parents are like, "Oh, thank God the kids are going back to school." And other parents like myself would cry for a week before sending my kids back to school because that meant the summer was over and our fun times were over. We had to trust somebody else to guide and nurture our kids for so many precious hours of the day. And then lots of kids' emotions too. I can't wait to go back to see my friends, or oh, it's a new school, or oh, it's a new friends, or I've got to change classes for this first time. One of my grandchildren, he's actually the first year with a locker and changing classes. And that's, a little fear and trepidation. And I think the locker was a little higher than he could see the numbers. So there's always those things to work out in the front. And I'm not telling you anything that you don't know. But anyway, it's fun to have you back. And just so the listeners have a chance to get to know you a little bit, like I know you, would you just tell us a little bit about who you are and why you're so passionate about serving our kids in Cherokee County Schools?
Thank you. Yes, I am a 35-year resident of Cherokee County, actually in the same house that I bought in 1991. I live in Woodstock in the Town Lake area and have seen that grow. I like to tell people when I moved here in 91, there were only three high schools, and now we actually have six.
Oh
So
my.
that's the main part of the growth that I've seen. So I have always been involved in the schools. My mother was a school teacher, as was my grandmother, and I always believe about giving back to the community. I was a PTA president for a couple years. Worked in the office at Bascom and then decided I would like a chance to be on the school board. And I know sometimes people run for office because they don't like what's happening. That was not me. I liked what was happening and wanted to become a part of that.
That's
So
great.
I did. Thank you. I spent 10 and a half years on the school board and then went to work for Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. So once again, focused on kids, but this time on their health. And then this is my second year back on the school board. I retired from my other job, but really felt called to be on the school board again. So very happy to be involved again. We have an amazing school board, the staff, and we have an amazing superintendent as well. So it's just an honor to be a small part of that and to work alongside of them.
And you've got a new school board member coming up, Holcomb. I think
Yes.
Susan Pageant retired. And so
Yes.
didn't he take her spot or
Yes.
ran for
She's,
that?
yes. So Susan Pageant Harrison is retiring at the end of the year. This is the end of her term. She decided to not run again. And so Hayden Holcomb will be joining us in January. So we're very excited to have him. Susan has done an amazing job, as of all of our board members. We're excited that Hayden was chosen and he'll be joining us again.
Yeah, I have met him and talked with him several times. Just walk away always impressed. You've got another good one coming to your board, and Cherokee County couldn't be in better hands.
Thank
Very
you.
much
I
so.
agree.
Fantastic. So you really have followed pretty much in your family's footsteps about being involved with the kids, and like your mom and your grandmother, I think you said,
Yes.
were all teachers. Highly commendable. How is it going this year? This is your second fall,
Correct.
right? And so you've had one whole school year. Plus, when you started your term, you started with a half school year from January to a May. And then last year was August through May.
Correct.
And now we're coming up again. How does it feel? Do you feel pretty seasoned now?
I do. I've learned a lot. One of the things that happened, and I cannot take credit for this originally because this was from previous board members that I served with, but they also wanted to do a third-party survey to all of our staffs. And third party means it goes to someone different. The email does not come back to the Cherokee County School District or someone that we know. It's a company that we contracted with, and they're actually in that business, and they work primarily in education roles.
Okay.
And we were able to do a survey to all of our employees, not just teachers, but principals, every employee we had. Those surveys all went back to this third party, and then we got the results of those.
So what was the purpose to do the survey?
The main purpose was that we wanted all of our employees to feel like they could be heard and make comments. They would not be tied back to who it came from.
Okay.
They would truly be anonymous. So that was the reason we went with the third party, and it made a huge difference. We got over 3,000 individual comments.
Oh my gosh, that's a fantastic
teacher,
result.
Staff, principals, all that. So, and we got a lot of support on that because it was anonymous. Mm-hmm. So I think that's one of the things, because people want to tell you what, you know, what we need to improve, but they also want to tell you what we're doing a great job with. Mm-hmm. So it was nice to see all of those comments. And that has really helped us as far as our direction. You know, where do we have some gaps? Where do we want to work a little bit harder? What are things that they're really liking? What are things that maybe we need to tweak? So that's been huge.
Has that ever been done before that you know of in the county?
I know they've done the surveys, but it wasn't a third party.
Okay.
So that's what people's fear was. And I was not involved with that, but I know that's always the fear when they say, hey, well, how do you think we're doing? People don't want it to tie back to their name. So this was the best way to do it. But we were very pleased with the company that we chose. And we think that has been a great investment in how we need to go forward and how we need to reward people and how we just need to understand where our gaps are and what we could do better.
What a great tool. And 3,000 comments is a huge response out of a survey.
Yes.
Usually people don't take the time because it's like, oh, it doesn't matter anyway. So I'm really pleased. So will you think you'll do that again 3-5 years just to kind of do some measurements?
I think we will. I think in the future, we'll definitely do it again because we were so pleased with the results we got, but also the people that we worked with. The company we work with, they called every board member and said, what are you looking for? How can we help you? So you really felt it was more of a personalized relationship. And we're very, very happy with working with them.
Good. So tell me about the start of school. How did it go? They've been in school. Last week was their first week.
Yes.
How's it going?
It's going great. It's going great. Of course, the biggest excitement was probably the opening of the brand new Cherokee High School.
Yes.
Replaced, I think, a 70-year-old school.
Yes, yes.
And I actually was there for that. So the buses load in the back and the car riders in the front. So it was just fun to see the excitement, especially for kids that know that they'll be the first senior class to graduate from there.
Yeah.
But it went really, really well. I also visited a couple other schools. The main thing I like to tell folks is take your time because the buses are out there. And I know we got, especially with the little ones who this is their first time.
Yes.
And so just use caution, you know, follow the rules of the road. And understand also when we have an app that parents can access about where the bus is. But part of that also is that there could be stops along the way. And in the first few weeks of school, or a week or so, it takes a little while to get that up and rolling and parents are worried. But just, we're going to get your kid. If your child is on the route, we're going to make sure that we get them. So just have a little bit of patience. And I also encourage them, if you're a first-time parent for a kindergartner, put them on the bus right away, because those first couple of weeks, we have helpers there that are helping get them off the bus and getting them to class. If you wait too long, then often the child doesn't know if they've been a car rider, they don't know from the bus side, how do I get to my classroom?
Great point. And, you know, something that we talked about last time too, I did go back to our interview from a year ago, and it was like, oh, wow, that was fun. And so that made me want to talk to you even more. One of the things that we talked about was, as a driver, when you see a school bus stop and those wings come out with the stop signs on them, what is the rule of the road? Median versus median, stop or don't stop? People, I still see them do everything under the sun because people are confused. What is the guidance there?
The guidance on that is that if there is a hard median in the road,
okay.
For example, there's places on Bells Ferry Road, which is near where I live.
Okay.
So if there is a hard median and the bus is stopped on the opposite side from you,
mm-hmm.
you may progress.
Okay.
So if I'm going north and the bus coming south is stopped, I don't have to stop. But once they put out those lights, once they put out the yellow and then the red lights, if you are on the side, a two-lane road, if you're on the side of the bus, but everybody's stopping. Okay. If there's no hard median, everyone is stopping and you're going to see the yellow lights and then you're going to see the red lights. One thing that they did last year that's made a huge difference is that we have all the cameras now on the stop arms.
Really?
So when the arm swings out.
Yes.
And so there's a camera on it. And the fines for that started $1,000.
Oh, that's pretty stiff.
And we were able to see a video of how that worked that someone had sent us through the company that we actually partner with. But you can see where the light flashes yellow, 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 and then you can see when it goes red. So it's not like people don't know.
Right.
So that I think will be a deterrent to some people. And I know we're all in a hurry,
Right.
but you just, if it's a two-lane road or a four-lane road and there is not a median, if the bus is stopping, no matter which way you're going. The other thing I tell people, and this happens a lot in my neighborhood, we have a main road that goes through my neighborhood and then the bus stops are on the side streets. Give them some space. If you're following a bus in, you don't need to be right up on them. Give yourself a couple of car
Yes,
lengths.
I get it. I get it.
Because you never know who's going to come rolling up behind you. So you want to give yourself some space. And especially the first few weeks of school with the littles, and the drivers always do an amazing job of making sure if someone has to cross the road, that they're giving them the guidance, you cross, your parents waiting and all that. But for some of the littles, they're just excited to get home or they're just excited to get on the bus.
Yeah.
So just show a lot of grace. We all have to, and this works for me as well. You sometimes might have to adjust your time. I'm going to leave, give myself 10 more minutes to get out of my neighborhood because if I meet the bus, I'll be stopping at every cross street. So
I'm with you. I live in a
you.
very large neighborhood, and it takes me a full 5 minutes to get to out of my neighborhood unless I'm behind a school bus. And then I just know, put my hat on, my patience hat.
Yes.
Going to be another 5 minutes. That's just the way. In fact, there are times when I'm pulling out of my driveway and a bus goes by, and I know it's got 10 more houses till it's the end of the neighborhood and it's going to hit that cul-de-sac and turn around. So I am hustling to get out in front of that school bus. And it's like, oh, I made it, or oh, I didn't get it in time. But anyway, that's fun. But such an important
Is.
topic to remember. And man, those fines, that's if anybody's in a hurry out there, $1,000 is a pretty stiff fine. It's not worth risking the money, but it's not worth risking a child's life
Absolutely.
either after
Absolutely.
that
As
time.
as we like to say, it's precious cargo that's on those.
Yes,
So, we need to make sure that they're being taken care of. Several areas still also have the speed zone cameras in there, and those will kind of tell you this is the time frame that you can't speed. But, and I know that those are handled a little bit differently, but between those and the stop arm cameras, and then people just trying to, being respectful and thoughtful. What if that was my child getting off the bus?
Sure,
I think that's the
sure.
best attitude to take.
Yes. Well, you made that comment about school zones. I actually drove past the old Cherokee High School today and going up to Canton, and it still pops up in my car as school zone. And I'm like, oh, but there's no kids. So what happens? And that we don't need to go into all the what ifs, but we know. But I turned and I looked, and it was so weird to see, knowing school was already started and there were no cars.
Yes.
That was very, very strange. What's happening with that old property? Do you know?
The plan right now is our goal was that we would get the new high school open and then we would see what we're going to do. And that property actually, the high school took over what was Canton Elementary a few years ago because of the overcrowding. So that facility, which is Canton Elementary, will become an elementary school again. And I'm not sure if it's slated for this coming fall or the next fall, but that's the plan is to reconstitute that because temporarily those kids went to Knox or they went to R.M. Moore. So once that's happened, then we'll get that back up, changing it back from a high
Oh,
school
fun.
to that.
Good,
So,
good.
and then the plan is for the property to go for sealed bid. So there'll be a bid process. There'll be an appraisal and all that. And that will happen, if not in the fall, probably the first part of next year.
So the appraisal, will that amount be public knowledge once the appraisals are done?
I don't know on that, Lynn, because they're just talking about they're going to have to get someone that will appraise the commercial and all that other. So I'm not sure on that. That's a great question, though. I need to find out that answer because you're probably not the only one that would want to know that.
Well, I'm just thinking of all the possibilities of what could happen in a facility like that on many different levels, from being a nonprofit and just, looking into so many, special projects in the county with needs-based things. That's a great, great campus, albeit it's old, 70 years old, to your point. Let's see. So the rest of the schools, you mentioned you've got 10 new principals.
Yes.
Okay, where are they?
They are scattered throughout the county. And so we've got one at Arnold Mill Elementary, Ball
Okay.
Ground, Clark Creek, Creekland Middle, Etowah High School, Holly Springs Elementary, Mill Creek Middle, River Ridge High, Woodstock Elementary, and Woodstock Middle.
Okay, a new one at Etowah.
Yes.
My oldest granddaughter is a senior this year at Etowah, and I didn't realize that there was a new principal there. I'll have to talk to her about that.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he actually had been an assistant principal there before.
Okay.
And then was at a middle school and then came back again as the principal. So
Oh, fantastic.
the superintendent and her team really do a good job, I think, of internal and external and figuring out who is the best fit. And so that's always exciting. And that's one of the last things at every board meeting, if there's been a promotion for a principal or vice principal, then the superintendent always makes sure she, if the person is there, they announce them and they stand up and talk about a little bit about their history. But we're very excited. And like I said, we do both, internal and external candidates. Because
Yeah.
we have lots of folks that want to come and work for us, but we also have lots of folk that would really appreciate the opportunity to be either an assistant principal or a principal. So that's a nice combination I think we've had.
Yes. Well, my granddaughter is in student government and very involved with a lot of leadership things. So I'm sure she's getting to know that principal pretty well from a good standpoint. Not getting sent to the principal's office like somebody I used to get sent to the principal's office when I was in second grade. Because I had a crush on the principal, evidently. It's the stories that I heard. I don't remember. I remember going to the principal's office, and it wasn't so bad, I got to hang out. But I just don't know where that story came from. I haven't thought about it in a few decades. So that's fantastic. All righty. Mary Elizabeth, our superintendent. She, once again, I understand, last year when she was kind of new to our system, she visited all the schools and she's doing all that again, isn't she, this year?
Yes, I believe she is. I believe she is. And she's at, there's opportunities for various board members to go with her if they would like to. And so we've had several take advantage of that. And I've been at a couple of them with her. But yeah, it's just a great chance to go. And she just goes in and just thanks the people for everything that they do, just anything exciting that, she wants to share. Because it does take in a school district this size, we started out at about the first day I asked for this, the first day we had. As of last, the first week, as of last Friday, we had 39,426 students.
Oh my goodness.
So that was on day five. So that takes a lot of teachers and staff and principals.
39,000.
Yes.
You maybe don't have this information. How many teachers does it take to for that many students?
I don't know. That's a good question. I need to find out on that because a lot of it depends, of course, on the class size because class sizes vary based on the grade of the students. So you might have a bigger class size in high school, but in kindergartens they might be smaller. So those
Yeah.
sorts of things. But yes, so we and then we have teachers that decide that they want to move to a different school, whether it be closer to their house or they want to now that they have a child starting school, they would like to be in the school that their child is in. We also have teachers that will take their child with them to the school they go to. So those
Oh,
are all
sure.
kind of
Yeah.
different variables that we have.
That
But
makes sense.
sometimes people say, hey, I've been doing, my certification is this, but I really want to change grade levels and there's another opportunity at this school. So we do see a lot of movement. We also have a lot of new folks that come with us and they do a big thing for the new teachers every year. I think it's Camp Cherokee or something like that. Don't quote me on that. But anyway, so it's nice to see. But over the last couple of years, we've had a lot of the new teachers that come and work for us went to school here,
That's really cool.
which speaks very highly of our system.
It sure does. I mean, they love Cherokee County to come back to it.
Yes.
Yes. And a lot of teachers become teachers because they had excellent teachers along the way. So that's remarkable.
That is so true. Yes, it makes a difference. So,
So last year when we talked, a new English curriculum was
yes.
starting. Tell me about that. How has it been? Have you been through that whole first year yet?
Yes, so we had that for English language arts, and that was
Yeah.
something that the teachers and staff and principals and even the community had a lot of input on. They could go and see what it was like. So that was a great investment for the school district, and we've been very, very happy with the results. The teachers felt like there was a lot more guidance in there, but there was still a way to, kind of personalize it yourself. In the past, we had teachers like going here for this resource and here for that. So this was like the whole package. And so now that they've got a year under their belt,
So all the way from kindergarten up through 12th grade.
I think it goes through eight. I'm not
Okay.
100% sure. I need to double
Okay.
check on that.
But
But
it builds.
it builds. But yes, yeah, so that's been very well received and monitoring those test scores as we go along. And it's something else they're doing. They're getting a lot more feedback now. Hey, this is where maybe your child is doing a good job knowing the letters, but maybe they're struggling on like the ST sound together. So what do we need to do to make sure they understand those two letters go together to make one sound? So it's that sort of thing. But the fact that everyone knows what the, you know, plans are, what they need to do, and in that order, and it's going to make it, I think, a lot easier. Something new we're doing this year that we've not done in the district is that they have set up, I think it's a week in October for conference days.
Okay.
Parents can come in and conference with the teacher about their student. In the past, it would be if the when the teacher's planning period is, hey, Lynn, can you come in at 10 o'clock and meet with me for 30 minutes while I'm on my planning, and I'll talk to you about your granddaughter, your daughter, that sort of thing. But this is going to be, and a lot of other districts already do this, so this is something new for us. So that's been on the calendar, and that'll be an opportunity then for parents to come in and talk one-on-one about their child, see how they're going along, how can they help at home, what else do they need from the teacher. And that's going to be huge.
Is that before or after the first report card comes out?
I think it's after, because I believe it's in October.
Okay.
And of course, teachers talk to the parents all along throughout the year. But this is just an opportunity, because that this way teachers, parents don't have to rush. Hey, can I come in on my lunch hour? I'm coming after work. But they set aside this time for them to come and meet. So that's a chance then as parents, hey, what can I do at home? Mm-hmm. You know, they seem to not like this subject. What can I do to help with that? Yeah. So it's more of a team effort now.
So the literacy scores, I know that all kids took a real hit in their learning curve with reading, probably all of your important skills, but reading
right.
really was affected. Are you tracking those as improving? Or are they still writing a little bit steady? Is it not readable yet because you've got a new curriculum in place? I mean, how's our literacy doing?
They track them. They have a report. I think it's about every quarter that they do. And they can go and they can see, okay, this many kids have advanced on to the next, you know, whatever the next part of the curriculum is. So they keep that and they have it broken down by class, by school, but the teachers have access to that and they will be sharing with the parents. And so the conference days are more to make sure it's a formal thing that every parent knows this is the time that you can come in, but the teachers are constantly, hey, so-and-so needs a little bit more help with this. So it's been great feedback for them to share with a parent.
In our last couple of minutes, believe it or not, we're there. How can people come in and volunteer in the school? Are there opportunities for like grandparents like me or just people who love children and want to help? Like, are there options, opportunities to come read to students? I mean, what does that look like as for the public?
Most of the schools have like a, you know, surprise reader. And okay. So I think parents can sign up for that, but that can also be grandparents.
Okay.
Sometimes if, you know, if there's like the class Halloween party or whatever those parties, that's a chance for that as well. So what I tell the parents, if that's something that you'd be interested, I'd love to be a volunteer and help with this, reach out to the teacher and say, hey, I'd love to come in. I'm off every Friday. If there's ever a chance for me to be this secret reader on a Friday, please let me know. If they do field trips, there's often parents that are, you know, that want to go on that. And normally those work out where the teachers, they kind of rotate. Like if you got to go this time, Lynn, I might be the one going next time because you've already had your turn. And then some parents, there's other things that parents can do at home too. Like we used to have, when my kids were smaller, you know, they'd need things cut out. And so they'd send it home in the book bag and the parent would handle that. So there's all sorts of options like that. So I would, you know, recommend start with the teacher. How can I help you? What is something that you need? You know,
I don't have anybody little like that anymore. Could I just reach out to the school office at like Bascom? That's probably one of the closest elementary schools where I live.
Yes.
Just call the office and just say, hey, I'm a grandparent age, but I'd love to be able to come in and read to the kiddos. I mean,
Another thing that's great, and I've done this several times in my previous role at Children's, but most of the high schools, they'll have some kind of an interview process where they're teaching kids how to interview.
Oh, that's all. I could handle that.
So you go in and so they have to do up a little resume.
Yeah.
And then they come and sit at the table and talk with you. And so they'll need to be, you know, dressed accordingly. Yeah. And there's usually some questions that they know they're going to be asked. So why did you decide you want to be a teacher? Why do you want to go into the nursing realm? But then there's always room for the person that's interviewing them a couple off the cuff questions, those sorts of things. So those are usually primarily at the high schools.
Okay.
So if you were to contact a high school, they could probably tell you who runs that at which high school. Mm-hmm. But I've done it at several different, and it's just, for me, it's been very, very heartwarming. And when you ask them, why did you decide you wanted to go into nursing? Why did you decide you wanted to go into teacher? And often the people that want to go into the nursing or the medical field, well, I had someone in my family that was a cancer survivor and the nurses made such a difference. So that's always fun. And it just gives them a skill to talk to someone that they don't know. And, you know, can just go back and forth and learn a bit more about them. And then also a chance to share what it is that you do.
Sure. Yeah. That's exciting. I could do that. I could do that. Well, we are out of time. Janet, may I invite you back again next year?
Absolutely.
This same week in August. It's always great to get the good report card of how opening week went and all the fun, the interesting and dynamic things that the school board is forward thinking in, like this survey that you talked about. Last year, it was the English curriculum. And that's all good for our kids and for our whole community and county. So God bless you, Janet, and all that you do.
Thank
and
you.
My listeners out there, pray for the teachers in the school and for people like Janet and the superintendents and the cafeteria workers and the bus drivers. Everybody, just include all of them in your prayers, because prayer works, and we've got a great county, and we need to keep it that way. So again, thank you, Janet, for all that you do.
Thank you. Just holler if you need me. Have a great day. Thank
Perfect.
You.
You too.
Bye. Bye-bye.